With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump plans to announce a new round of tariffs this week as he strives to level the playing field between the U.S. and its trading partners around the globe.
During his campaign, Donald Trump pledged to match tariffs with trading partners who impose tariffs on American exports. And this week, he said he'd be unveiling details on reciprocal trade.
A country pays so much or charges us so much, and we do the same, so very reciprocal.
The president believes that's the only fair way to do it. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Prior to last night's Super Bowl, which he did attend, the president applauded the work of DOGE, his Department of Government Efficiency, headed by Elon Musk.
We're going to find billions, hundreds of billions of dollars of fraud and abuse.
Fraud and abuse. Mr. Trump, speaking with the Fox News Channel's Brett Baer, says DOGE will now be turning its attention to the Departments of Education and Defense. Also at SRNNews.com, flying beneath the radar, efforts aimed at winding down the war in Ukraine. National Security Advisor Mike Waltz says President Trump is actively considering strategies aimed at finally bringing the conflict to a close.
Russia's economy is not doing well. He is prepared to tax, to tariff, to sanction. We need to get all sides of the table and end this war. And it has come up in conversations with President Xi, with Prime Minister Modi, with leaders across the Middle East. Everybody is ready to help President Trump end this war.
Waltz on NBC's Meet the Press. No hat trick for the Kansas City Chiefs. With last night's 40-22 Super Bowl victory, the Philadelphia Eagles denied the Chiefs their third consecutive Super Bowl championship. And then rioting erupted on the streets of Philadelphia following the Eagles' blowout victory. This is SRN News. Google abandons DEI.
The world's most popular search engine says it will no longer pursue a diversity, equity, and inclusion program that, amongst other things, sought to promote the LGBT agenda. Google joins numerous other leading corporations, including some of Silicon Valley's biggest names, in stepping back from DEI, even as President Trump declares war on the concept within the federal government. Target made a similar announcement earlier this month. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
During last week's visit to the U.S., Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met with evangelical leaders. Among those in attendance, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, who is President Trump's pick to be ambassador to Israel. John Hagee of Christians United for Israel was also there. The meeting, a reminder that Christian Zionists are among Israel's strongest supporters in the U.S., and they wield considerable influence as Mr. Trump begins his second term in the White House. This is SRN News. The remains of all 10 people killed in last week's Alaska plane crash have now been recovered.
The bodies of the 9 passengers and 1 pilot who were on board a Bering air flight that crashed in Nome, Alaska Thursday have been recovered, according to state troopers. They range in age from 30 to 58. NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy says they're investigating the cause of the crash, but the single-engine turboprop plane is on an ice floe, which makes it tricky.
We do have a short window where we have weather, bad weather coming in, some snow, and please understand that some difficult conditions because this is on an ice floe, which is moving about 5 miles a day.
Audio courtesy Alaska News Source. I'm Julie Walker.
Watching Wall Street this morning, Dow futures up 159 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 149. More details at SRNNews.com.